This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, November 17th. Well, we were higher yesterday in cattle, but the front month December was only up about 50. The back months Febs and Aprils were up a dollar plus. So we're seeing a little bit of a correction in those spreads where the back months had been much weaker than the front months. And now we're seeing that spread correct a bit. In feeder cattle, we basically traded an inside day, fairly quiet, up about 40 to 50 cents across the board there. So cattle markets kind of stabilizing here after a bit of a push to the downside, especially on feeders. In live cattle, again, the front month, December, had been holding together fairly well. The back months had started to weaken, and we're pulling further and further away from that high that was put in here about 3 weeks ago. So it looks like in the back months, we're kind of confirming a double top, which suggests that the market's going to continue to struggle as we work our way through the winter. On the front month, December, I think what's holding that market together is the normal seasonal pattern of being strong into early December as the trade, you know, prepares for the holiday season, especially Christmas and New Year's, which is, you know, tend to be your higher quality beef cuts. And then after New Year's, you get into the lower quality beef cuts. But I think that's what's keeping the December stable while those back months again have weakened over these last few weeks. And then yesterday, of course, getting a little bit more of a snap back to the upside. Cash trade just starting to get rolling this week at around 152, which is down 1 from last week. Dress trade was lower, choice down 127 at 257, select down 41 cents at 231. The spread lost 86 cents. We're sitting at 25.74. Movement was 170 loads, so we're definitely seeing an uptick in box beef volume, but it is coming generally on lower prices so far this week. Slaughter rate so far at 386,000 head. That's 5,000 more than last week, and it's up 20,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 20 cents. We're sitting at 174.98. So it's been a slow bleed in the feeder cattle index. It's been about 8 or 9 days in a row where it's just been trickling lower. It's slowly, no big moves, but it's just been lower for the last several days. I think that's reflecting just the, you know, the lack of demand in the southern plains from the drought. You just don't have any grazing possibilities there. So it's pushing cattle continually into the feedlots. Also, as you get into this time of year, things really tend to slow down. Most of your selling is done. Producers kind of wrapping things up as far as, you know, what their intentions are. Typically, after the first of the year, you do tend to get a wave of cattle moving into the feedlots. Those have been backgrounded, tend to start that movement as you get into January. So I think things are just going to quiet down in the cattle space as well, unless something comes out of left field. But, you know, the war situation is always hovering out there. If it escalates, it's going to be bearish for cattle. If it does, it'll be bearish the stock market, bullish the dollar, which tends to be, you know, negative if as far as export capacity goes from here in the United States. But if the war escalates, that would be bullish for the grains, and that would add to the pressure in feeder cattle. So, of course, the war is a big part of this, but that spook that we had a couple days ago turns out to be a non-event, and the markets have settled down. And again, I think without some sort of stimulus from the war, it does look like grains will be fairly quiet for the next several weeks, and I think that'll help stabilize the feeder cattle market as well. So short term, still looking for a bit of an upside on at least the front month December as we get into early December. After that, you know, the deferred months are telling us that they, I think, have more of a downward trajectory as we work our way through the winter months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.